I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congratulations on a great decision to tune into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive, and the personal initiative to go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. All of this combined, you are listening to the Work On Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic is don't get bored with your work. Do not get bored with the work that you're doing. Now, yes, a couple days ago, I talked about there may be some boring parts to your work, the repetition that you have to go through. There's a difference between boring parts to your work, boring elements, and you personally getting bored. So I want to make sure I'm making clear there's a difference between the two as we get into today's topic. Jason Kidd, I heard say this. Jason Kidd is an NBA Hall of Fame basketball player. He is the coach now of the Milwaukee Bucks, and he has a player on his team named Giannis Antetokounmpo, also known as the Greek Freak. I will not say his name again today. Also known as the Greek Freak. That's going to be his name. And Jason Kidd had told a reporter, because a reporter asked Jason Kidd, the coach, because Greek Freak is one of the best young players in the league right now, maybe an early MVP candidate. A reporter asked Jason Kidd, hey, what do you say to the Greek Freak? What do you say to this guy to, you know, keep him going? What do you say to keep him mentally engaged when he is so great? He's such a great player at such a young age early in this season. And Jason Kidd said to the media guy that I tell him, don't get bored. Don't get bored in your work. The great ones never get bored in the work that they do. The good ones get bored, but the great ones never get bored. That's what Jason Kidd said to Giannis, aka the Greek Freak. And that's what we're talking about here today. How do you stay out of getting bored in your work, whether it's you playing a sport, whether it's a business that you run where you, of course, you're going to have some repetitive tasks you got to do over and over again. Maybe you've just been doing things. Maybe you're doing something that really was exciting when you started, but you've done it so many times now and you're so used to how it goes, the process and the outcomes and what people are going to say and what you're going to do. You're so used to it that it's starting to get boring to you. How do you not get bored with your work? That's what I want to address in today's episode. Point number one, first thing you got to do, the decision that you're making, being a professional that you are, is that you compete against your best. You're not really competing against other people. Maybe you are competing against other people, but you're also competing against your best at the same time. It's not always about the other people, because if other people around you maybe are kind of mediocre and not that good, and even if they're better than you, they're really not as great as you could be, and you're competing against them, you're going to stop yourself short. You're going to stop at a point that you're not even at your maximum capacity. So your decision, the agreement you're making, is that you're going to compete against your personal best, not everybody else's best, but your personal best, because your best may be higher than their best, and you'll never know until you try to actually get there. And wherever you do compete, if you're going to get in a space where you are competing against other people, and if you're doing anything well, there are going to be other people or entities, companies, teams competing against you. Make sure whomever you're competing against are the best of the best. Compete against the best of the best, not just the people in your neighborhood, not just the people that you know of, not just the people that are easy to beat, not just the people who may beat you but only beat you by a little bit. You got to compete against the best that are out there. I mentioned this several times in shows on this podcast. Ali Mo, who was a New York street ball legend, he passed away, actually, RIP to Ali Mo, a few years ago. He was on the N1 mixtape tour bus one year, and he was talking about this, how players who are not from New York would talk about themselves as if they're one of the best street ballers out there. But Ali Mo's point was, listen, the best street ball in the world is played in New York City. This was a general truth that everyone agreed upon. The best street ball is played in New York. So if you consider yourself one of the best street ball players, you have to come to where it's at, which is New York City, and prove yourself going against the best of the best day in and day out. If you're in some town that's not that big, or any town that's not New York City, and you're doing your thing in street ball, nobody can say that you're not doing your thing. But who are you doing it against? Who are the people you're competing against when you're doing it? The best of the best are all in New York. So if you're not here, then we don't know you. You can't claim to be one of the best if you're not competing against the people who are the best. Michael Jordan, his first retirement from basketball, the thing that he said, people asked him, the media asked him at the press conference, Mike, why are you retiring from basketball? You're at the top of the game. You just won the championship 3 years in a row. You lead the league in scoring every year. Everyone recognizes you as the guy. You got all these endorsements. Why are you retiring from basketball? Michael Jordan said, I just can't find any more challenges. He felt like he had maximized his own potential. He was playing against the best of the best because he's playing in the NBA. This is the highest possible league of basketball that exists. He's playing there. He's beating all the guys who are supposed to be his competitors. All these guys who are supposed to be just as good as him or better than him, he beat them. He was beating all of these guys year after year. He said, I don't have any more challenges. Now, he got to the point that he could say, listen, I'm bored with this work. There's no challenge for me anymore. Jason Kidd was saying that to Giannis. Look, first, Giannis has to get to the point where he's actually beating everybody. He's not beating everybody yet. He's still losing to some of these guys who are the best of the best. You, who's listening to this, you have to, first of all, make sure that you're setting a standard of competing against what you could do, your potential, how good you could be, not what someone else is doing. And in the competitions that you are you competing against the best out there? Maybe you can't necessarily do it right now. Maybe you're in 12th grade and you want to compete against the best businesses out there, but you're not yet in the business world. You're in high school, still learning. You got to get to the point where you're at the peak competing against the best who are out there, because that's the only way you could ever say, listen, I don't have any more challenges. There's always another challenge if you're not at the highest possible level in doing whatever it is that you're doing. Point number two, today's topic again is, don't get bored with your work. How do you not get bored in the work that you're putting in, even though it may be repetitive, even though it's the same thing over and over again, even if you're damn good at it? Number two, create new challenges for yourself. Create a new challenge for yourself. Michael Jordan, when he came back to basketball a couple years after retiring, a new challenge was, okay, do I still have it? He had to get away from the game to find his itch to play basketball again. He had to go play baseball for a while to say, okay, playing basketball is a challenge for me. I see that that's the thing that I really want to do. Even when he's playing baseball, his mind would often drift off to basketball. He came back. And when he came back, his team didn't win the championship. He said, okay, well, now I got a new challenge. A new challenge was created for him at the same time by him, because he wasn't in the same shape that he had been in when he left, which contributed to the fact that they lost. Had he stayed in the same exact shape mentally and physically, maybe they wouldn't have won the championship again. The new challenge was created for him to do it all over again. So you must continuously create new challenges for yourself. And it goes hand in hand with yesterday's episode where I talked about your version of hard work may not be as hard as it needs to be. The new challenge for you, okay, I made 100 jump shots. Okay, now can you make 120? Can you make 150? Can you make 150 in the same amount of time it took you to make 100? new challenges for yourself. Continuously creating those new challenges keeps your mind sharp, keeps your mind focused and activated. You don't want your mind to turn to mashed potatoes because you keep doing the same thing over and over again. You don't need to be mentally engaged or locked in order to do it. Always create the new challenges for yourself. Where do you find those challenges? Again, look at yourself. Look at the variables in everything you do. How can I get more efficient in this variable? How can I do this faster? How can I do it better? How can I reach more people? How can I win at an even higher clip than I've been winning? Always look for new ways to challenge yourself. There are always new ways to do it. And this is where, as I talked about yesterday, where an accountability person comes in. They may not necessarily an accountability partner, because they may be your trainer or coach or your boss. I wouldn't call them accountability partners, but they're a person who can hold you accountable and say, okay, you need a new challenge? Here it is. Here's another one. Here's 50 new challenges that you have not yet achieved in case you thought you had done everything. That's where you need the accountability person who can call you out and say, look, you ain't that great. Look, here's all these things you have not done. This person did it. This person did this. Did you do that? This person did these 20 things. Have you done any of that? Are you even competing against the best who are in the game? These are the new challenges that you need to continuously seek and find for yourself, first of all. And this is where an accountability person can help supplement them. But it's not their job to find the challenges for you. It's your job to find them for yourself. If you're not doing it, why would anyone else be inspired to help you find more? This is a rhetorical question for you. Point number three. Today's topic, again, is don't get bored with your work. Sometimes, as I touched on at the top of the show, sometimes it may be boring, the actual work that you're doing. The work itself may be boring. That means you need to deal with it. There is boring work in the game. I mean, when I was in, I remember everywhere that I played, actually, high school, college, and the pros, at the end of every practice, the coach would say, okay, everybody split up, go over to baskets, pair off, go to one of the baskets here, and shoot free throws. And it was boring because, I mean, it's free throws. Who gets excited about shooting free throws in practice? Nobody really gets excited unless there's like a suicide or some type of sprint attached to anyone missing. But it wasn't that type of thing. It was just shoot free throws. Who gets excited about that? It's kind of boring to shoot free throws, but we had to deal with it. You had to shoot them, and you probably wanted to make them too, because if you look like you were lollygagging or playing around there, the coach may get mad about that and approach you about it, which happened to me once in college, of not taking that situation seriously, even though it may be a boring, repetitive task. Deal with the things that are boring. It doesn't mean, and understand that just because the activity is boring, just because the actual task that you're doing is repetitive and monotonous and boring in itself, that doesn't mean you personally need to be boring. You don't need to be boring. You could, in your mind, be thinking, okay, this is the last shot. I just got fouled the first play of the game, and I want to average 20 points a game, which means I need to score 10 points in the first half, 10 points in the second half. Here's my chance to get my first 2 points. So now I only got 8 points left that I need to get before halftime so I can be on pace to get my 20. And this is my practice for it, these two free throws that I'm shooting here in practice. The mental lock-in. You can practice the mental lock-in at all times. You can stay mentally engaged at all times in anything that you're doing. Deal with the things that are boring. Doesn't mean you need to be boring or bored. Understand that discipline is activating your mind even when the work is not stimulating you. Discipline means you activating your mind even when the work is not activating your mind. Even when the work is not that stimulating, you stay stimulated mentally, and it's just a choice. Discipline is a choice that you're making to stay mentally engaged even when what you're doing is not that engaging in itself. You follow me? Let's recap today's topic, which is don't get bored with your work. The good ones, people who are good at what they do, they get bored with their work. But people who are great at what they do never get bored. And this is why. Point number one, you're competing against not only the best of the best in wherever you go, the competition that is around you, make sure you're competing at the highest possible level, but also your biggest challenge is yourself. Your best, what you are capable of, is the challenge. It's not what someone else is doing or saying, it is what you personally are capable of doing. Number two, always create new challenges for yourself. Look at what you've done and ask yourself, how could this be better? How could I do it more efficiently? How could I do it at a higher level? Until you can't come up with any other answers, and there will always be new answers. Point number three, sometimes the things that you're doing may actually be boring. I mean, I'm not telling you to trick yourself and lie and say that something you're doing is not boring. It can be a boring task that you're doing, a repetitive, monotonous thing that you're doing. You have to deal with it. First of all, let's be clear, you do have to deal with it. But it also does not mean that you personally need to be bored. It doesn't mean that you personally should be boring. You got to activate your discipline. The mindset of discipline, the decision that discipline is activating your mind even when the work is not stimulating you. activating your mind, keeping it mentally engaged and activated, even when the work is not that engaging, even when the work itself is not that activating, you stay on that level, not getting bored with your work. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.